So last time we had we had pickles on pizza, and we actually decided that it was actually really good. So we're going to take it up one more notch and see if I can gross V out. So we're actually going to put pineapples on pizza, and we're going to decide if it's really, really tasty. I think it's going to be really tasty. And we're going to find out if, should a woman ever propose to a man? We want to know your opinions, so make sure you guys say something in the comments. But are you ready for Radio Rejects Live? Because here we go.
The opinions you're about to hear are So, your 15 minutes of radio fame are over.
Your radio career is done.
So what do you do now?
Help!
Oh, I know.
You start a podcast.
It's the Radio Rejects.
Hello, everybody. Hey, welcome to Radio Rejects Live. That's right. We are live on the air, in your ear, and in your face. Hey, if you are watching the stream, make sure you drop a line. Just say, what's up, what's up, what's up. We love to break the Facebook algorithms because they love suppressing our stuff. View get into that later because she's blocked on Facebook anyway. So, but anyway, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Today's going to be super, super fun. And I don't know if you caught the intro. I said that we're going to be trying pineapple on pizza. Ugh. I know that's something that's highly, 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 highly debated. I personally think it's dope. I think it belongs on pizza. But let's know your opinion. If you are in the chat, make sure you say hello. We love to see you. But first, let me introduce you to the homie, the homegirl. I gotta give this girl a love warming welcome. We gotta say, V, what's going on?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me film. I'm not super excited. I had to bring my legal team. So we're gonna talk about that.
Yeah, so what, you got something in there. What is that?
So Phil got me an early birthday because you guys, you know, my birthday's coming up. I'm turning 25 again for the 17th time. Huh? So Phil got me a birthday present to kind of keep my mouth under control. And especially after today. So there's only a couple things I love in life, and that's Jesus, babies, and snacks. So shout out to JC. This is my man. Don't get offended, people. I'm a Christian, so I'm all about it. So he's going to control me.
So this is what we got here. So this was on Amazon. This little sucker was on Amazon.
First of all, he's everything.
Yeah.
Think about it. JC hung out with prostitutes and like he was with all the lit people bringing wine. Like right? He's goals for me. Thank you, sir.
Right. And hey, you. So you got somebody with us today. I want you to give them the proper introduction.
Because first of all, this is the attorney of the century here in Central Florida. I mean, shout out to Juan Salazar. Yes.
All right.
I'm Salazar and Kelly.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
What is going on? How are you?
Good, and you?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
I appreciate you being here. So let's get all the business out of the way before we chow down, because I think that's why most people are here. They love to eat. Let me get the.
But that's why we have the legal team here.
The legal team.
Because Phil continuously is abusing us with food and
abusing
us with horrible, horrible concoctions.
But pickle pizza was awesome.
No. Pickle pizza was awesome. Pineapple pizza, no. Vegans. That's why my lawyer's here in case I attack you again.
Well, we gotta take it up a notch.
It's abuse. Isn't this a real crime, Juan?
Probably is.
Just don't throw Jesus at me. Okay?
No, JC's controlling me. Okay. But he agrees. Juan agrees that this is a crime against humanity. It's pineapple pizza. This was created by an angry vegan that wanted to start beef. I said it. Shout out to the vegans. Come for me.
Before we get started, V, what podcast do you do?
Okay, I do the Bagels and Shade show. So, I interview like hookers and porn stars. And I'm just like JC on my show. Talented and creative people come on my show.
Juan, you said you're an attorney.
I am an attorney. I've been an attorney here in Central Florida for just over 20 years.
That's awesome.
So if you kill somebody, allegedly, supposedly, not really, he'll get you off.
Of course.
Yeah, supposedly, though, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, not really.
Wow. Well, hey, guys, if you are watching in the chat, make sure you say hi. Let me put up the share the button here because, you know, I like to do it up here, you know what I'm saying? So pineapple on pizza, that's been a huge, huge, huge debate. A lot of people say they don't like it. I think it's pretty good. I've had Hawaiian pizza before. You guys are barfing at here. What's going on? Mm-hmm. So pineapple pizza is a no-no for both of you.
Yeah.
What is it about the pineapple pizza?
It was created by the devil.
created by the devil.
Yeah, by an angry hippie vegan. And shout out to the vegans, because I've been trying to be vegan. But because they started sprinkling fruits on everything, destroying foods, is why I haven't turned vegan. So this beef is between me and the vegans.
So I asked a couple people at work, and a couple of them said that the reason why they don't like it is because the acidity of the pineapple doesn't mix well with the acidity of the sauce.
I don't mind the acidity. Mine is devil the semen. Fruit. No, the fruit mixing. Devil semen. Well, the fruit and the savory just doesn't go. Putting, you know, strawberries in your salad or something.
Yeah,
like that.
You
like,
can put strawberries in your crack, but not in your food. You know what I mean? Like, the vegans need to stop trying to make everything cool. Like, stop it. We're done with you.
Well, so... But this pizza is a Hawaiian pizza, so it's not completely vegan. So this pizza is from Flippers, and it has bacon and ham.
I don't care what you dress it up with. What do you mean? You could put sprinkles on it, and it's still trash. Like, no, I'm sorry, not sponsored. Let's see. I don't know. I have one friend that agrees. I got to throw the shades on. Because I'm going to cry. Like, I can see myself barfing poor baby Jesus. Like, Juan, help me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, this is why the lawyer's here.
Well, I took a poll.
Okay.
I took a poll on Facebook, and the majority of my people, they said yes.
See, and this is how I know all your friends are corrupt.
What?
They're corrupt. What? They're happy hippies throwing glitter and freaking fruit everywhere. This is why I can't deal with it. See, that's why my fans are different.
He said makes sense.
Makes sense, right? Make sense? Juan understands. See, the people that listen to my show are like allegedly, supposedly criminals, not really criminals, but we live a different life. You know, we don't sprinkle fruit on everything to try to make it cool.
No.
Like, no, we live raw. You know what I'm saying? With cocaine on our food. Only on Tuesdays.
Okay. Right. Well, today's pizza we got from Flipper's Pizza, and this was actually delivered pretty quickly, so the pizza is still warm. All right, so this is not a sponsor segment, so V doesn't like it. You know what I'm
even
saying?
If it was sponsored, they that's why they didn't sponsor it, guys. They were gonna sponsor it, and then when they heard I was gonna be on, they're like, "She's always banned on Facebook." Nah, like we can't have her.
Facebook jail.
Don't look at Jesus on the mic. I knew he was a rapper.
Oh my gosh,
I love him.
Hey, if you guys are watching down in the chat, just make sure you say what's up. We'd love to see you there. So this is from Flippers. Let's go ahead and grab our plate. Everybody, let's put it to the camera so we can get a nice
flip the bird
thumbnail here for YouTube. All right, pineapple on pizza. All right, first bite. You want me to take the first bite, or V, you want to take the first bite?
No, you take the... And first of all, why is there only one little piece of pineapple on it?
They only put like one
pineapple.
See,
that's because the devil was like, yeah, people are getting hip to it. They're getting hip to it.
Okay. All right, I hope they douse it in pineapple sauce.
Pineapple juice.
All right, here we go. First bite from Flippers.
The setup...
Oh, man.
You didn't even get to the pineapple.
No, I got a piece of pineapple in that one.
No.
Yeah.
All right, Juan's like, no.
Speak the truth, Juan.
That sweet with the savory just doesn't go, man.
All right, Juan. Say it with your chest. What's up? What's up? You took one bite and you
and he's like a chef. Like, let's not forget, Juan is like a real cook. He don't play with funky food.
And I'm fat, man. I eat.
Yeah.
But I ain't eating that.
All right, V. That's bad when the foodies are like, no, I'm not doing it, bro.
All right, V, go ahead. Your turn.
Listen, I licked it, so therefore that's just as good.
Objection. That is not eating. All right, a lick is not an, all right, a lick is not eating.
All right.
Come on, get a chunk of pineapple in there. Take a bigger bite. Mm. Come on, get it. Get it.
Oh, no, the juice is on
there. You got the pineapple juice in there. Nom, 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 nom,
nom, nom. It's like if somebody peed on my
Oh, my gosh.
You know, like after you eat pineapples, this is the residue of that.
You really feel that way?
Bro, Loki. Bro.
And listen, Flippers Pizza is really good.
I'm really trying here. Like, yo.
You gonna pray?
I need to. I don't care how much I
Did she light the camera?
She's lighting a candle. She's lighting a candle.
Oh my
God. She's saying a prayer.
You know what? F the vegans right now. Like, I'm gonna eat an egg. How about that?
Shut up!
In Spanish. She's putting a huevo in her mouth.
I don't care. I'd rather eat this than. Yeah, no. That is not working. I'm sorry.
You didn't like it?
That's the no.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
it's weird. Like, I could taste the pizza, but then it tastes like slimy jizzy. Like, so it's just not. It's not for me, bro.
Did she seriously just say slimy jizzy?
That's what she said.
Yeah, like pineapples. I don't know.
Pineapple is good.
Do pineapples have intercourse? Well, whatever the residue is, that's what this
pineapple
is.
Pineapple is good.
You see, and that's why I didn't buy the extra large. I was like, y'all, I know y'all aren't going to like.
No.
So she literally put the pizza down. And is eating eggs.
Yep.
Hard-boiled eggs. So that's to the vegans, because this is triggering. They're losing it right now. PETA's losing, and I love y'all. But because y'all did that, I'm coming back harder, right? Allegedly, supposedly.
All right.
I'm not petty, but I am.
So I took a first bite, but I didn't get any pineapple. It was just cheese and ham.
Cheese and just.
So I'm going to take one more bite.
Yeah, it's got ham and bacon.
Yeah, ham, bacon, and
I ain't got none pineapple. Of that.
All right, so I think I want to try this. Should I put this on it?
Yeah. Ooh. All
right. So this is the
liquid fire.
So drain it in it and pray a little. One of our
listeners, John Marquis, sent us this sauce. He says a trio, but this is a ghost pepper sauce. This is the least hot of the three. So I'll actually put it on my bite, and I'll see how it goes. Oh, too much.
Nah, man, you need more of that.
It's gonna burn a little.
Oh, I had the little piece of ham, though. The little piece of ham ain't bad.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Flippers makes a good pizza. I've had Flippers pizza before. It's good pizza.
Yeah, Flippers makes a good pizza. So for this happy vegan stuff, like, they took it too far. All
right, here we go. All right.
Do it.
It's gonna burn.
We're so healthy. Nah, man.
Ooh, I got him.
It's
That's
hot.
The only way to make it taste good. Maybe if you throw some hot fries on it. Ooh, hot fries and a pineapple. Let's see some vegan.
Try it again.
The vegans are going to, this is going to be the new hottest thing. They're going to
ruin.
Go
ahead,
B.
Try it again.
They're going to ruin hot fries.
I'm dying here.
Okay, well, Phil dies. I'm not giving you CPR either because he's here. He can protect me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I think he's running the other way. Where's he going?
Oh, God.
Is it
oh,
good?
God.
Delicious. You invented a new flavor.
No, we want to throw it up.
Oh.
It's so bad.
Where's the box? Spit it in the box. Spit it in the box.
Oh, bro.
Oh, no.
V, why did...
Oh, my God. This is the worst thing ever. Save me.
Is it really that bad?
Yo, it's the worst thing ever. Some happy vegan is sitting around eating this currently. No. This is worse than the pizza.
Yeah?
Worse than the pizza. Like if dog food was a little sweet and tangy, that would be it. That's equivalent.
When
that's
have
what
you
it tastes like.
Dog food.
I'm just saying. I'm assuming that's what it tastes like.
Yeah. When do you taste dog food?
Listen, I would eat it. How about that? That's the next review. Dog food or pineapple pizza? It's just me, pate.
Kibbles and bits and bits.
Meow 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 meow
meow meow meow meow meow.
Y'all too much.
You know the couple people that said, the people that said yes are only your family members. I know this.
I don't have my family on my Facebook.
Yeah, well, it's somebody.
People
exes,
trying to be controversial.
Exes, stalkers. It's somebody creepy.
Somebody that misread the question.
Yo, I had one friend. Shout out to Becky. I had one friend. She messaged me. She was like, pineapple on pizza's life. I was like, we're no longer friends. So
block.
Figure that out.
Was it that ginger?
She's not ginger. I don't think.
No?
Is she?
I think so.
Maybe. Who knows?
They're evil.
Listen, them too. They're sprinkling this crap on everything. I'm not a fan. You know what it is the texture. You can't take pizza and like add something mushy. It's like adding berries onto a pizza. Watch them do that next. Berry pizza.
Yeah, they're going to call it the V special.
I would try strawberries on a pizza.
What? See, Phil, you know.
What? Is that bad?
This is why people like me go to jail. Because of people like you, Phil. People like Phil. Provoking us.
Triggers.
Just poking.
Triggers.
Triggering. Just triggering.
I could use it as a defense. Justifiable homicide.
Boom. Get out of here.
Yep.
I got PTSD too.
Yep.
Boom. Legally.
It would
get
work.
Away with it. And I got baby Jesus for
what?
Court.
What?
So are you guys like plotting to murder me?
No.
Listen,
that would be unethical.
That's not good. That sounds like intent.
That would be unethical.
But see, he has to protect his horrible friends like me because like I would end up in jail. Like for this moment, me and you would be fighting in the parking lot.
Well,
like,
who's going to do the show then?
I don't know. Figure it out. Whoever else quit, they better come back and figure it out.
Get your ring back here.
This is why people keep leaving the show, because he's torturing us with food.
Get out of here.
Makes sense.
Isn't that considered like a defense?
Intentional infliction of emotional distress.
I got Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes
I
sense.
Am not
See?
Torturing you.
Torturing with food. Isn't this like an off-limits thing? You shouldn't mess with food. Someone talk about it.
So Hawaiians.
No. Hawaiians are chubby, happy people playing around in flowers, like eating Spam. I'm about that life. Spam, yeah. This, no. No. This is the equivalent of eating like a baby seal. No.
Which could be delicious.
Okay.
But not with pineapple.
Not with pineapple. See? Okay. You get me? Not with pineapple.
Yeah. No. Baby seal pizza.
No. Look, you can't be putting fruit on everything.
No.
Like, fruit is just for nighttime fun and when you're high, like, yeah. And you're healthy. But no. Other than that, no. Fruit, no.
Fruit and meat and fruit and savory just don't go together.
Mm-mm. Fruit on breakfast is pushing it. Like, that's pushing it.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Fruit on breakfast, like pineapples on your pizza, on your pancakes and all that. All right, you're pushing it. You're pushing it. After that, no. Where are you going to put pineapples in your lunch?
What about spam on pizza?
Spam, I'm here for it. Bring the spam.
Spam on pizza? Yeah, that's part of Hawaii too, right?
That's okay. I'm all for it, but I don't know Hawaiian is putting pineapple on their pizza.
Hawaiian pizza ain't Hawaiian.
This is set up by the government, bro.
This is called Hawaiian
pizza. Yeah, but that's
pizza.
The name. I could put a pineapple on my junk. It doesn't make it Hawaiian. It's still my junk.
Boom, that part.
Is this Hawaiian junk? No, man.
Great defense.
So is
great
this
defense.
Is this like the white person version of Hawaii?
This is the CIA. Yeah. This is the CIA pushing propaganda to get us to eat this type of trash and somehow corrupt the fruit. Fruit should be eaten by itself. Just be fruity. Just be fruity fruit. Mm. This BS, bro. BS.
I'm a little sad.
I'm not sad.
So this is the worst thing you've eaten all year, V?
This is the worst thing I've eaten in my life.
In your life?
In my life. And I've eaten some sketchy shit.
Ugh, in your life?
And I've eaten some sketchy stuff. Listen, this is it. This is like, I can't even say it because Jesus is watching.
So someone say here, read that comment. There.
Who is it?
Tomatoes or fruit?
Yo, I'm here for tomato though. Yeah, wait, that's the only fruit allowed. Would you put a berry on your pizza?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Would you put a berry on your pizza?
I would not do that. Tomato isn't sweet. It's savory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so it goes, you know, but a sweet fruit. It just doesn't go with sour something fruit. Savory, you know?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
All right, so if we ranked it out of 10, you would give it a 0?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, zero negative. One.
Zero negative. For real?
And I went in there with no prejudice.
Man.
And I'm a fan of Flippers. I'm a fan of pizza. I'm a fan
of Flippers. I guess we can kiss that sponsorship goodbye.
No, Flippers only did this for the vegans. This is just for the vegans to make them happy.
Why keep saying vegan? There's meat on the pizza.
That's fake meat. That ain't real
there's
meat.
There's meat on the pizza.
That ain't real meat. That ain't real meat. I tried it.
There's ham and there's bacon.
That was a post-it. It was colored pink. Like, don't try me. That shit ain't real.
Oh, so we just...
But whatever. Man, whatever. Listen, I'm not a fan of it. Not happening.
Yeah. All right, I'll give my honest opinion. It was pretty mediocre.
See?
It was schmegular.
Why do you think it was mediocre?
There wasn't enough pineapple on it. I needed more.
Ooh. Oh, Phil. I threw up a little in my mouth.
Just
the thought of it.
I really don't know.
For that, make it into Flippers, a pie.
Flippers normally delivers really, really well, so... I don't know. Maybe it was just that one. But,
nah, man, they ain't delivering.
I put that hot sauce on it, and it made me feel a little weird.
It made it better, right?
It did make it better, but my throat's a little on fire. I started coughing because I took the big. It was a big bite.
You need to hug Jesus.
Maybe.
He's here for you. Yeah. He brings wine and all types of good times.
Well. Wow, I'm so surprised that you guys.
I'm not.
Hate it. So guys,
read the comments. I bet you all the pineapple lovers are like, oh my god, it's so great.
Guys in the chat, if you're watching in the chat, what do you think of pineapple pizza? We just took a couple bites of it. Everybody here except me hated it. I thought it was mediocre, but V and Juan said they did not like it at all.
No.
So I'm.
And find out if there is a legal thing here. Like, what if you eat something horrible and it traumatizes you? Do we have a case one?
Like, can you get PTSD from food?
Could I sue?
PTSD from food?
Yo, I'm really asking though. Hold on.
PTSD from food.
PTSD from food.
This is happening. Listen, I don't care. This is not acceptable. We're going.
Now she took the glasses off. Wow. I'm
because I'm me mugging you and I need you to feel this pressure.
And she's totally just done with the pizza, right?
So yeah, we're done with that. Wow. And I licked it too, so no one has to suffer through.
Wow. I'm okay. All right. Well, guys, if you own a restaurant or if you if you own a restaurant or you like to showcase your food, have our honest opinions. If you're about that life and you know that your food is the ish and you think you have what it takes to trick and convince V, because V's a foodie, Juan's a foodie, I'm a foodie. So we have our opinions. If you own your own restaurant, hit me up in the chat. You can just message Radio Rejects Live or hit me or V up in our DMs and we'll go ahead and feature your restaurant on the show. Should be fun.
It better be good.
It like better it be has good. To be. You gotta bring it because obviously you see what V says about this. So, I mean.
You don't want to not bring it. Oh, and you got some good like restaurants coming up. He's going to have On the French On. Yeah. Like, I'm so excited. Yes, like Cajun, New Orleans food. Like, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Feel some real food, not this food.
Flippers is real food. Just you guys just don't prefer.
No, you could have brought pizza. Something else from Flippers. Like, I don't know, like a pasta, a salad.
All their pizzas are good. Except the pizza,
except for that one.
Well, hey, if we have a relationship with them, they'll be giving us more on the daily. So I just won't show them this. I just won't show them this video. Because they're going to be like,
banned. I keep getting banned.
So they're like, hell no, we ain't doing this.
It'll be fine. We don't care about the food. Yeah.
So Gina's saying you should try Indian food. Do you like Indian food? You guys like Indian food?
I love Indian food. Indian food is bomb. The best place is Tablas. Tablas in Central. Drive? Yes.
No, I went to this other place out by Phillips Landing area. I forget what it's called. Mm. They had amazing food.
Yo, I'm all about the sauce and all the colors. Yeah. And you need 1,000 ingredients. Right,
I'm going to take one more bite. Just, God.
I hope he's got extra hot sauce on it.
No, I couldn't.
Even Jesus couldn't help this pizza.
You got to bless it.
Wait for you.
Hallelujah.
It's for you, but
Hallelujah. I just sent it to you. Hopefully he felt it. I could smell it. Like, that's how irritating it is.
You can smell it. You can smell it.
Yeah. Like, it didn't quite... Like, this pineapple did not hit puberty. Like, I'm just saying. It's tart as shit.
So it wasn't ripe enough?
I think that's what it is.
No, it's not even that.
It's just everything about it. It's just the fruit.
The fruit with the meat fruit. Just doesn't... Yeah.
Yeah, no. What if it was like ground meat, like sausage, like something super powerful and like a really heavy cheese, and then it could kind of like hide in there.
Yes, Gene, the hot sauce that you sent, I did put it on it, and I started.
Gene got some good spicy stuff. Gene is the only reason why that pizza was saved for Phil.
So here we go. Somebody says it needs to be spam instead of bacon and ham.
Yo, I'm here for it. Let's do the spam.
But not with pineapple.
Treat that pineapple right. Look, I'm trying to treat Teresa. Look, I really love you, girl. I'm really trying to treat the pineapple nice. But, like, the pineapple should only be on genitals. You know what I'm saying? Like, with the period hyphen. Like, I'm just saying, what other time you eat pineapple? I'm trying to figure it out. No, you just don't. Look, or in a parfait. I don't know, but not this.
Pineapple parfait is good.
The parfait could be good.
The Dole Whip. All right, well, since we are doing, this is our season of pizza, what is... What's the ultimate pizza for you? Since I made you mad with this, are you cool with trying anchovies?
Wait, what?
Anchovies?
Yeah, I could do the 30 topping pizza, just not no pineapple, like no fruit other than tomato, like no fruit.
Juan, what do you think? What's your ultimate pizza?
I'm simple, man. I like just a good plain cheese pizza with a nice crust.
Just cheese?
Just cheese. It don't have to be all fancy. You could put whatever you want on it.
Garlic.
I don't mind.
But with garlic.
Yeah, I don't mind all the stuff on it, but a little bit of red pepper flake, a little bit of garlic, and it's a wrap.
How do y'all feel about a deep dish pizza?
I'm about it.
Like Chicago style?
Yeah.
It's not bad. The trick to the Chicago style is the dough's got to be right, because sometimes they make it and the dough is kind of gummy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Or the dough gets so saturated with the sauce
that
it's got a gummy. Now, if they got the dough right, it's good.
Bro, what if they took that pizza and they air fried it and it just got perfectly crisp? Like, yeah, that could be a whole move.
Yeah. We can do that for air fried. We can make our own pizza. So how do you feel about the debate where people decide that deep dish pizza isn't pizza? They said it's pie.
It really is a pie.
It's a pie. I mean, it's thick. Like, when you got a real Chicago.
Like Uno's stock, or.
Yeah,
or
you got a real Chicago. Yeah.
That's like a shepherd's pie type of thing.
Yeah, that means it's diesel. It's a pie. You know, it's not like a regular
pizza. It's not the same. So to me, it doesn't even taste like pizza.
You're open with trying that?
I'm all about it. The beefier, the meatier, the better.
So,
I dig it.
So the next show we're doing is going to be, you know, for your birthday. But we got On French coming. So we're going to deviate.
We got On French coming for my birthday.
Yeah, so we're going to deviate from pizza that week.
Thank God.
But the next show after that.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to do pizza. I'll still hit up Flippers, see if they want to, you know, sponsor us. But
sorry.
Come on.
I have my lawyer here. I have no self-control.
We promise to be nice.
I'm trying. It's a process.
All right. So we're going to give pineapple pizza a thumbs down. The general consensus.
Why am I so happy that this is like negative?
And we've had some weird pizza. We had that one pizza at that place. Oh.
Remember that place we went to? We eat good.
No, no. We went to that one pizza place and they had like fried egg on top of the pizza. But it was good.
I don't know about
egg. The boys killed it.
Well, your boys ate
everything.
It was great.
I don't know.
Egg on a pizza?
It was good. Sounds weird. What about,
you never had a breakfast pizza before?
Yes.
Listen. Breakfast pizza, breakfast pizza's
good.
Not this kind of pizza with an egg. Picture an egg on top of here.
No.
Wait,
this
put this
good.
Egg. Hold up. See?
Huevo.
I'm taking another bite because I'm hungry.
Take a video.
Go ahead.
Look at this.
Go ahead, take
look,
a bite.
Y'all see this
take
egg?
A bite. Take a bite. Mm-hmm.
There's egg in this
now
pizza.
You got to take a bite. No, with the pizza. Extra pineapple.
Oh, she did it. She did it.
Yo, look, she liked it.
Why did the egg
she kind of liked it.
It makes it taste better.
Yo, why did the egg look save it?
Oh, my God.
Told you.
Maybe it's because I have Cheeto dust on my fingers.
It might be.
It like, could be both.
That's like your version of fairy dust.
Yo,
Cheeto dust.
It really is. Why do I know that you can buy a pound of Cheeto dust for $11 on Amazon?
Say don't what?
Ask. Don't ask me.
Say, well,
don't ask
up.
Me what I've been doing on the weekend with Cheeto dust. I don't need judgment.
Wait.
Right, Jesus?
You can buy just
you could
straight
literally
Cheeto
buy
dust.
Straight Cheeto dust. Like, yeah. So instead of doing cocaine, like, that's how you break your habit. Instead of doing cocaine and you're like, I want to go clean cold turkey, you buy Cheeto dust and you just snort that. I'm sure. Wait, no.
I just poured more
wait,
hot
I'm
sauce
supposed
on
to
it.
Say what? Allegedly don't do it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly don't. Yeah.
Wow.
Just don't do it. I don't want to get in trouble. He's here.
Okay. All right. So let's move on from the food here.
Yeah, this food is trash. I'm sorry.
No, the food isn't. The pineapple on
the pineapple
this
is.
On pizza is.
My egg is so good, though.
I need to take a sip of my
it's a here. Cheeto dust egg.
He's crying over there. Take some Gatorade.
Cause I don't.
Do you guys want to do the ghetto recipes, though? Like, we should do that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Ghetto recipes? Like, I'm going to teach you how to do some real ghetto trashy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
We're doing it.
And if you guys are watching, make sure you know, give us a share. Give us a like. We love to reach more people as possible. I'm not eating as hot as hot sauce for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Jeez.
Oh, I ate the wrong thing.
What did you eat?
Did you eat the pizza?
No, I think it has something else in it.
Ham?
Like bacon. A baby shoe.
Probably.
Something leathery.
Oh my God. All right. All right. So here we go. All right. So V.
Why is this still in my teeth?
I have a new segment for you. Right.
Oh yeah. Let's talk about it.
I have a new segment for you because, you know, you host the Bagels and Shade podcast where you guys talk a lot of S. Right.
It's actually people sharing their stories. It's just me randomly sometimes crying. Like, it's not that bad.
Okay. All right. Well, you're thinking, we'll throw some shade. Well, there's something that I saw on the internet. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trend going on, but I think we need I want you to hear your intro to your song that I made for you, okay? And then we can discuss that. So are you ready to hear your song?
We know it's gonna be ratchety. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, is it the one I think it is?
Here we go.
The opinions you're about to hear are from V and V alone. They do not represent Radio Rejects Live or its advertisers. You have been warned.
Yes. Pop your pooters. Pop your
pooters.
Yo, it's happening.
Ta-da, 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 ta-da.
This is really when you're lit.
All right, V.
Everybody's getting moist.
All right, one more question about the foods. Mm-hmm. Teresa says, give us an example of ghetto trashy stuff.
All right, so like I make a ghetto meatloaf. Listen, I don't need judgment. Teresa, you get me, girl. So I make a ghetto meatloaf. And by ghetto meatloaf, I mean you basically use everything you find in your pantry. This is for like the single moms that just... You gotta give your kid chicken nuggets, so you decide you want to make a cuisine for yourself. So you make ghetto meatloaf, and that means everything. So Ritz crackers, barbecue sauce left over from McDonald's. Listen, I don't need no judgment, but yeah, if you want recipes, hit me up. So yeah, that's what I mean by ghetto recipes. It's basically just anything that you find in the cupboard, and you make it into a cuisine, and you sprinkle Cheeto dust on it, and it just looks fabulous. Chef Gordon Ramsay would approve, I think.
I doubt it.
I'm hopeful. Maybe I should tag him in one of my meals and watch him curse me
out. You should. Yeah. He does reviews.
I get a full boner because I'm so turned on that he cursed me out. Like, yeah.
He'll definitely curse
me out. Yeah. Get over.
I have a sound effect of him out here somewhere.
For Chef Ramsay?
Yeah.
He's so sassy. I love that type of energy.
I don't know. I have 200 pages of soundboard, so I can't. It's going to take a while to find it.
Well, any of the dirty stuff is the one that I normally like.
Yeah. But anyway, so... So, V, there's something, there's a trend that I see online, and I really want to know your opinion on this, but before you go into it, but this, there's something that I see.
Not happening.
Right?
We're not
doing I see this a lot and online, and I notice that it's happening a lot in America, so I really want to know the both of you guys' opinion, but...
We're probably the people you shouldn't ask about.
No,
like,
I
want to
know.
Because we're so, like, in our own little world, like... We're non-traditional folks over here. Like, we're not with all that BS. Like, I'm not a marriage person. Like, my friend proposed to her dude.
Okay.
She asked me to be a bridesmaid or the maid of honor or something. And I said no. And she got so offended. And I'm like, look, More than 50% of marriages fail. Like, I'm not trying to celebrate with somebody who probably ain't going to be around. Like, I'm not trying to spend $400 on a dress. Like, it should be between you and your spouse. So I'm not a fan.
So you're all about eloping.
I ran away from my own wedding. Like, I'm not the one. Yeah, like, my ex, like, and he was military, so you would never think he wanted, like, a white picket fence, you know, carriage and all these just so, like, so gay. And not in the fun gay way, in the weird gay way.
What?
So, like, yeah, so I made him elope with me and go to Vegas. Because I was like, I don't want 75 bridesmaids. I don't want a seating chart. I want a barbecue and, like, have my tits out, like, and not wear shoes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not for it.
So no. Tuesday.
Yeah, like a regular Tuesday, like a barbecue in the backyard. Like, that's
so
me.
So when your friend, when she told you that she was going to propose to
her. I told
her
she was stupid. Like,
well,
why, I love
why
you.
Though? Why, what's the deal?
Well, one, we already know that men age differently than women. So if you're proposing to that dude and he didn't propose yet, more than likely it's because he wasn't ready. And society tells you that men must spend this much on a ring and be 50-50 and da-da-da-da-da. It's all BS. It's a setup. So if you have to propose, there's an issue. There's an issue. He should be proposing when he's ready because he's going to take forever. Like, we should not be waiting around, giving him a ring, doing all... Nah, I'm not with it. I'm not with it.
But today's...
Get mad at me,
but,
ladies.
But today's society
that's
is completely different, though.
I know, but that's good for you, ladies. You want to propose to a dude that ain't ready to marry you?
But how do you know? But how do you know
well,
that he ain't ready? Though?
I had a woman propose to me about.
You've had a lot of women propose to you,
and I was like, hey, 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 okay, because she did it like a surprise ambush thing.
Yeah,
and
but I
like,
know
yeah,
you. You're
yeah,
like
okay.
me.
And then, like within a couple of weeks, she was just like, "Nah, I can't deal with your ass." And I was like,
see?
"Okay, bye."
Well, so
so you're not even ready. It's awkward. Like, what if you weren't ready, right? And then the person proposed, and it's like you're put on the spot. And what are you supposed? See me? I had somebody propose to me. And when he did it, I was like, yeah, no. And he was like, what? Like,
yeah, but he
ring.
did he do it like in an ambush in front of a bunch of people? Because she did
he
that. She did like one of these internet things.
And it was this whole nice thing. And I thought we
look
were just
going to
lunch.
Look at this girl. She's on her knee with pregnant. Her belly.
She's about to give birth.
She's about to give birth.
That should tell you right there he don't want to marry you. You about to give birth and you still ain't got the ring. I'm done with you. Stop embarrassing yourself. Like, it's great. You think it's going to work out. But more than likely, they probably ain't together no more.
Yeah, just but saying. a lot of these situations.
Look at this one. You already know.
But any proposal like that people do like, you know,
so lame.
For show,
it's lame.
It's lame. And, you know, you get ambushed and then the person feels like, I guess I gotta say yes because you feel awkward, like you feel a certain kind of way. That's the position I was in.
Too, yeah.
I was like,
I don't even know your middle name, Susan.
It's like, okay, you know,
bro, it's weird. It's cringy.
What about
like,
this guy?
I think it should be a mutual.
Yo, is
thing.
He crying?
Because he knows he's about to get his green card. Probably look like I don't care. I'm saying it, but like, I think that's something that comes up naturally when
and
you're
this
talking
other guy's
with your
kissing a girl on the forehead. What's that about?
Look, I can't.
Yeah,
like y'all look ridiculous.
He's in the closet.
I don't like any of that. A big show, like you said. I think a lot of people do it for show because that's what weddings really are. Let's be real. You're spending money on a party
for other people
to party with you on something that probably might not last, maybe might last. But you blowing all your money going into debt with your partner for this event. Nah, not with it. Nah, do not sign me up.
All right. So here's some of the comments. So I posted this in two places. We've had over 70 comments.
Uh-oh. God, I know they're mad at me. I'm sorry.
Controversy.
So, okay. So, here's one comment. It says, I mean, whatever floats your boat, but I feel proposals in general by a man or a woman are pretty lame and awkward for everyone involved. Why can't people just be like, hey, we're awesome together. Let's just get married.
Yeah. Exactly. See?
That makes sense. It's something personal, something private.
Yeah, and we're talking about it while we're naked, taking a fart. Like, I don't know, something weird.
You're
and
usually
just,
naked, though.
Yeah,
so.
And it's not about the party and the spending, you know, because they make this big thing about these rings. Meanwhile,
no, make it about the traveling, bounce out.
Look. Yeah, like it should be us making memories, you know, doing some weird stuff or threesome. Like, I don't know, whatever.
All right, someone says, I'm all for anyone proposing to anyone. Love is love, right?
Yeah, love is love until you get embarrassed and ambushed and they say no.
All right, someone says, these proposals look pretty bad and lame. Lady, step your game up.
Period. How about don't do it publicly? How about just do it privately? Like, I hate that.
Yeah, like,
gender
I don't
reveals.
Have, well,
like, there's always a big party.
Well, I don't have
everything.
A problem with a woman proposing to a man. It's just when whoever it's makes private. It, it doesn't matter. If they make this big show about it to make this public spectacle and do this whole social media thing. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing. I'm skydiving out of a hot
Nobody
air
cares.
Balloon to, you know, show. It's like, who cares?
Someone says that this guy is only in it for the PS5.
No, that's wrong.
I agree. She looks PS5 material.
No.
PS5 and the keys.
Look, I ain't with it.
And someone also says, the whole concept of proposals was created by the marketing department of a diamond company to sell engagement rings.
Period.
So whatever, do what
That's exactly where it came from. That's why they started the whole thing. First of all, diamonds aren't anything. No. Like, if you really think about it, like, they're using kids to mine for diamonds. That's one. There's people dying for diamonds. Like, why is diamond even... They did that because they weren't making no money. So, all these holidays, like Valentine's Day. F Valentine's Day. I said it. Well,
no,
you sad,
Becky.
Lonely people. Yeah, I said it. I hate all these holidays.
All right, so then I posted this in a ratchet group.
Oh, yes, so, my group.
So here's what it says. Nah, I like my stuff traditional. I ain't getting on my knees except for something else.
I like her.
Right?
I wouldn't have said that.
Right?
I like her.
I like where she's going.
And hit someone me up says, in the DM, someone says, if this works for them, it's none of my business, but I'll be damned if I beg a man to marry me.
Period. That's what I'm saying. Listen, men go, not to stereotype you all or put you all in a box, but men go at their own pace. When a man is ready to settle down, don't make that move. When you push that, you're pushing him away. Real talk.
All right, here's one more thing. I would ask a man to marry me right after I push the continents back together with a Tonka truck, refreeze the polar ice caps by blowing on them with crazy straw, polish each grain of sand in the Sahara, then drag my freshly waxed palm all over broken hot glass.
Oh, my God, you get me. Yes, I feel the same.
Yeah.
Spirit animal. Who was that? Was that Kate? No. Why am I waiting for Kate to say something?
Right, and now someone says,
Kate's not even on here today.
And then someone says, then who's going to wear the dress to the wedding?
Listen, real talk, I'm not with the dress either. Like, people, I feel like it's the stupidest thing when you're spending like $50,000 on a dress, $10,000 on a dress.
Well, check this out. Yeah. So, on second thought, if she's willing to go and buy a ring for $5,000 to $10,000 to show she's serious, and the guy leaves with the ring if he chooses to because it didn't work out,
that's a win-win.
That's the gamble the man takes. So, hey, I mean, if you want to roll the dice, it's up to you, babe.
I'm not with the ring thing, though. I think it's stupid.
All right.
Like, people get robbed and killed all the time for jewelry. Mm-hmm. Like,
then someone says, equal rights. You know, women can do anything a man can do except propose.
I love you for that clapback. Look, but it's true. You could do whatever you want. But realistically, you usually end up getting played when you propose. Like, the dude
like you said,
is forced into it, and he's going to be salty.
And like you said, you know, because when a woman does it, it's begging. Why is that?
No, but picture yourself telling all your friends, yeah, so my shorty, she proposed to me this weekend. Every guy friend is going to be like, what? Like,
yeah, what's wrong with
it's
you,
just
boo?
It's not hot. I mean, it's not a move. A dude has to consult with his homies. You know, it's a whole process for dudes.
Yeah,
like, it's a life-changing moment. Don't do it. Yeah, it's a life. Yeah, but you know, when you're serious, you're gonna be like, all right, we support them now. It's a different experience. Chicks just want to get married just to get married. I said it.
So
some do.
I mean,
some do.
And one thing, one comment that I saw is that
somebody's mad.
No, they're like, it's always, I see black guys. It's always all the pictures that I see, it's always black dudes that are getting proposed to. But
no, they're busy being spiritually woke. They don't got that? Time for all this stereotypical, you know, modern day traditions. I'm just saying. Back in the days, you didn't do all this. This wasn't even a thing back in the days. Just like, yo, we're going to build this hut together. Cool. We're going to bang out these kids. Cool. Let's do that. And we shared everything. Like, that's what it was. Now it's all about money, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take you to court and take half. No, you're not.
You know how much a wedding costs?
Allegedly. Supposedly. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're not doing it 50-50. Mm-hmm. I don't care. If I'm a billionaire, Oprah Rich, we're not doing 50-50. Nothing. You leaving with the shirt you came in with. Like, sorry. Allegedly, supposedly. Yo, I'm not.
So you're all about the prenup.
I'm all about no nup. You don't deserve anything that I have. Keep your stuff. I keep mine. We share it while we're together. If we're not together, you gotta go. Like,
what if you built it together?
We ain't building nothing together. If it's my imagination, my creation, I made it.
What if we started,
you make your own.
What if we?
You better figure it out.
What if we made Phil and V Productions and we had our own movie studio?
It ain't happening. It ain't happening. I don't know what to tell you. Everything I do is gonna be on the contract, right, Juan?
Yep.
We're doing everything
50-50. So then you're all about the prenup.
Juan's on my stuff. We're 50-50. We're homies. Like, that's different. In a marriage, no, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not, no.
But a marriage,
you came in with two t-shirts, you better leave with two t-shirts. Like, you're not leaving with the t-shirts I bought.
But I mean, if you're going to get married, I mean, I'm guessing you're going to get married to somebody.
When
level,
I divorced
right?
from my ex-husband, like, we were together like 15 years.
Yeah.
There was no like, we're going to go for this. We're going to fight. No, it was like, okay, amicably, goodbye. Love you. Bye. We weren't splitting stuff or I'm going to get the car. No. That's yours. You peed on it. It's yours.
You peed on it. It's
yeah.
Yours.
Like,
you marked your territory.
There was no alimony. Picture you paying alimony for somebody to bang somebody else. This is why you got to have a lawyer at all times, because that will make me kill you. Allegedly. Supposedly. Yes, I would. Like,
Oh my God.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not about it. That's why I don't get married.
No.
No. No. I already
never
been
gonna
there.
Get married again. Never.
Listen, if I get married again, it's under God, like under a palm tree somewhere, us talking, yip yap, and eating snacks. Like, that's what it is. There's no 10,000 invitations and a big party and candles and we're doing a special dance in front of our... No, that's lame. I hate weddings. I hate weddings, bro. Like, passion.
What if they had a pineapple pizza at your wedding?
Whoa.
I will burn the whole church down. We all go to hell together.
Jesus.
Like, Jesus. Stop making me say crazy stuff in front of Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but I know you've dealt with this with people getting divorced, right? Don't they, like, cut each other's throat in the divorce?
I mean, you can. People go in there, and I always have the conversation with them. I'm like, look, the only one that ends up winning in a prolonged fight in a divorce is the lawyers, because we get paid by the hour.
So one's like, I don't care if you get divorced.
So if you
want to
drag it out, go ahead. But the reality is just split your stuff up. Everybody go your separate ways.
You ever get somebody like me that comes through this like, I may have killed my husband, yeah, but he wanted alimony?
No, not because of that, but, you know, other issues.
That just seems like a... That's
how long have you been an attorney in Central Florida?
21 years.
Wow. Yeah.
So I've been doing it for a while.
Hmm. Everyone,
are you allowed to talk about any crazy stuff?
I mean, I can talk in general terms. I can't, you know, divulge any attorney-client stuff, but we've deal with all kinds of cases, everything from... You know, divorces and bankruptcies to murder cases.
Okay, so you're what is your, like, so let's say somebody comes into law firm, they do their intake and they say, well, Juan is our guy. Juan does this. What's your preference?
He's ready for everything.
Yeah, I go to court. I'm a litigator. I like to go to court and go to trial. So I take, you know, civil, corporate, personal injury, murder cases, criminal cases.
Yeah.
So I go to trial. You know,
he's about
to
fight. That's why you got to have somebody like Juan, because he's about that fight. Yeah. So you don't pull out your gun. He pulls out the paperwork. Boom.
The pen is mightier than the sword. That's what they say. Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah. It can be in a lot of situations, but a lot of attorneys don't like to go to trial.
Why is that?
It's stressful. It's
horrible, bro.
It's a lot of stress, man. You calculate that for every hour I spend in court, I'm spending anywhere from 8 to 40 hours preparing for that hour. Mm. And then a trial can take anywhere from a day to a month, depending on how complicated the terms are. And you have to be able to line up all that evidence. And at the same time, you got to keep your practice going.
Gotcha.
So it's incredibly stressful to go through. And some people just don't like it. Mm. You know, I enjoy it. You know, I've actually gotten hired by other lawyers to co-chair cases with them because they're like so stressed out about going to trial.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, I've only done 3 trials in my career, and I'm like, I do about 10 a year.
So how
Juan wants to smoke. So he's like, accurate? Oh, you killed 5 people allegedly, supposedly. I'll take the case. Juan, no, I'll take it. Serial killer, it.
As long as the check clears, I'm there.
See, that's the trick. Check better be good. So Juan, credit score good.
How accurate is that? How accurate is the Law and Order show?
I mean, I don't know anything about New York law. It takes place in New York.
Yeah,
but for the most part, it's not really. I can't think of any legal show that's really accurate.
All of it's just a big dramatization.
Yeah, because most people get away with murder. Like, hello, the Google. Because
law is boring, right?
No, it's because we know how to get away with murder nowadays. Allegedly, supposedly, CSI taught us how to clean up evidence.
Did you really get divorced?
How to stop? maybe not, but whatever. Allegedly, supposedly, but yeah, like, so people are way smarter now. So like, they're getting away with all types of crime. Because they're watching their back. They're making sure data isn't being exposed, meaning turn off your phones, do not take your phone with you at the scene of the crime. Never use the GPS, take somebody else's car, allegedly, supposedly, not really. Swap out the plates. Like I'm just saying, I grew up in
FMB and V alone. They do not represent Radio Rejects Live.
You know, I wrote with the hood when I got all the tips.
I had to put that disclaimer.
All those disclaimers.
And then hit up Juan for your legal defense.
All right, well, let me ask you a couple questions. Casey Anthony, did she do it, in your opinion?
Yeah.
Ah, we all know Casey Anthony did it. Come on. But she's Florida. Nobody cares about kids in Florida.
I mean, OJ? In my opinion, Casey probably did it, but it was probably, I think the state's error in her case was not filing other lesser included charges that they could have proven.
Yeah.
Good
and
one.
Just going after the first degree murder.
Gotcha.
Because they probably could have proven other things. You know, was it first degree murder? I don't know. You know, did she cause the child's death? More likely than not, from what you see in the evidence. Could they have proven some other lesser included offense? more likely than not. You know, so I think that's because remember, when you charge a case as a prosecutor, you have to prove all the elements of that crime to a jury beyond into the exclusion of every reasonable doubt. So you really got to convince these people.
Yeah.
So when you just go, when you're just swinging for the fences, that's like going up at bat every time you go to bat.
Try and hit home run every time.
Every single time. Home run, home run, home run. Every single time just swinging for the fences. You know, you're going to strike out.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. That's my opinion.
Mm. You feel the same way with OJ?
OJ.
We know OJ did it.
Well, with OJ, it's more complicated. With OJ, honestly, it was a combination of
the divorce.
They didn't have the have the technology back, you know, back then as far as like forensics. Mm. You had you had a hell of a defense team putting together a hell of a defense, and they did what a defense team does, which is show the jury the reasonable doubt. You show where the holes were in the prosecutor's case, and the prosecutors in that case were playing against, you know, they were playing against like the dream team, you know, they had like, you know, LeBron and, you know, Michael Jordan and everybody in their prime on one side. And then like me and my fat cousin Vinny on the other side, we're not going to stand much of a chance,
Mark,
you know?
Furman.
Yeah. They got the one racist dude and you already know that's triggering everybody.
So it was just a matter of poking a hole. So whether he did it or not, that was a case that I actually followed like when I was in college and we used to sit there and watch it during our lunch hour. And it was great, but, you know, I don't know enough about it to say he did it or not. The evidence kind of leans toward the fact that he did do it.
Yeah.
What I know for a fact is that the legal team they had on one side was
too much.
Savage.
All the way across savages, man. And then what they had on the other side, they were not ready for what they had, and they were not adequately prepared. You know, they didn't spend those 8 to 40 hours.
Yeah.
They didn't have all their ducks in a row. They didn't prepare like for the Mark Furman. They didn't prepare for the, you know, if the glove does not fit, you must acquit. You know, like stuff like that, man.
Yo, Johnny Cochran is classic.
Johnny
Cochran. Like, if I killed a couple people, I'd call Johnny Cochran.
Well, he's dead, but still.
I know, but I would
call him. His firm is still around, though. I still
see
billboards for it.
See?
Oh, yeah, his firm is still around. He tried a case here. He tried a civil case here with, I forgot who the other lawyer was that tried it. And they tried it in Orlando, and it was against one of the big major amusement park companies, and they batted them, man. It was the same thing. They weren't ready. Wow. You know,
they were
just
ready
not
for Johnny.
So last one. What about the Derek Chauvin trial? Do you feel that they could have went with a higher charge?
I'm not familiar with the laws in that state.
Gotcha. Well, if it was Florida.
If it was Florida, the thing is the prosecutor has the ultimate power in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the ultimate, you know, they're the ones that have the ultimate authority of what to charge.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you know, the saying goes, you can indict a ham sandwich. Because what happens under indictment is you go in front of a grand jury. Mm-hmm. But it's just the prosecutor presenting it to the grand jury. So the prosecutor has to sit there and spoon feed all the information to the grand jury. Which means literally I get to show them whatever I want. So it depends on the prosecutor. You put a lot of authority on the prosecutor on whether or not they want to go after this, you know, law enforcement officer or not. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is that you don't have any sort of civilian oversight of law enforcement. The problem with law enforcement is they don't have civilian oversight.
Gotcha. You know,
and they don't want it.
Wow. Well, so do you think he'll get the appeal because of all the?
He's gonna have tons of appeals. He's gonna have tons of issues going back and forth, and so are his co-defendants. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, the video speaks louder than anything. People are shocked by the video. People are shocked by all the videos they're seeing in the media.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. I'm not shocked. Yeah. I've seen it. It's just now it's on video.
Yeah.
Now with these handy little things.
Hasn't gone away.
It's everywhere, you know? So it hasn't gotten worse. It's gotten more visible.
And that brings me to our final segment for today because, Juan, your actual pick for your Netflix movie. That has a lot to do. I saw
part of it. Oh, is this a legal film?
No.
No, it's a little bit. Oh, we'll get into it in a second.
Ooh.
Where did
I'm like the only one that doesn't watch Netflix.
I know.
What? Yo, Netflix is just, I'm just so over them. They got too much attitude over them. Yo, we need Wawa. Just kill everybody.
What?
Wawa, is this recording?
Yes.
Oh, my bad.
All right, guys. All right. We got our Netflix and chill picks for this show. What Netflix and chill is essentially not Netflix. Facebook likes to block us if we play any other videos that are other than Facebook. Other than Netflix. So we have to pick something that was Netflix produced or Netflix filmed. and because they don't care if I play the trailer. All the bots for everything else, they think we're pirating the movie and they block it. So we're sticking with Netflix. So I'm pretty sure we're cool with that. So Juan, your pick, you picked something from Netflix. You want to tell everybody what you picked, and then we'll go over and watch the trailer, and then you can go ahead and decide. You can go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, the film, the name of the film, I lose it. American Son. It's actually a pretty interesting film. I like films that are creative. I like films that like are outside the box. And this film basically is very simplistic. It's all about the acting. It's all about the feel. And it's about a parent, initially just a mom, who gets a call from law enforcement. She's trying to find out where her son is at. And she goes down to the police station. At first, she's kind of dismissed. Then her husband comes in. They pay a little bit more attention. You see a lot of issues in it, not only from the aspect of, you know, like I said, the lack of civilian oversight of law enforcement, but also the racial sort of undertone.
And let's stop it right there. Let's watch the trailer, and then we'll continue with that. So this is American Son.
My son never came home.
Look, I'm sure that he's going to turn up. First name?
Jamal, J-A-M-A-L.
Does he have any distinguishing scars, tattoos, gold teeth? Does he go by any street names?
He doesn't have a street name.
There was an incident.
What does that mean?
Further information needs to go through Lieutenant Stokes. I don't know him personally. They told me that he's been paged to come down here immediately.
I want to know now.
Man, I'm glad you're here.
She went from like zero to ghetto and nothing flat.
It's okay. Everything's gonna be fine. Where's our son?
Ma'am, I have kids too.
Any of them black?
Excuse me?
Keep your hands on the wheel, boy. Look straight ahead. Don't make any sudden moves. Wouldn't want to make the man in the bulletproof vest nervous when he's pointing a Glock at your head. You're the one who disappeared from his life.
Oh, this is my fault now.
Well, you walked out on him. Let's just find our son and go back to our respective corners, okay?
Fine. Listen to me. We have been waiting and we've been patient. We are done being strung along.
Where is Jamal now?
I want to know right now. I want to talk
to him. Where is he?
I don't know what you expect me to do.
Please, find my son.
All right, American Son.
Looks so good.
All right. So,
you saw it already?
Yeah.
So, one, awesome. That movie takes... besides the first like 7 minutes, the whole entire movie is in the house, right?
Yeah, the whole entire movie pretty much takes place in the police station.
Yeah,
and it's almost shot as it almost feels like a continuous shot because they're just there. They're just and you feel the tension. Yeah, well, you feel the tension of. I mean, I'm a parent, so you feel the tension of the mom.
Yeah.
Like, just sitting there. She just wants information, and she's just sitting there, and she's asking, and she's just being strung along, and she's just sitting there, and you can just feel the freaking anxiety just building. You're like,
going on.
She just wants to know what the hell's going on with her kid, man. You know, it's just, the acting is great.
Yeah.
And I love that simplicity. I love people that can act. I have a lot of respect for actors that can act. Like, a lot of people.
I was
like,
in a movie.
Yeah. Huh?
I was in a movie.
Yeah. Were you really?
Yeah,
what movie?
I didn't tell you.
That was Open Borders.
He was a bully. He was like a bully. Really? Like he was a bad guy. Yeah.
I was Thug.
You're Thug? Yeah. But I love actors that can act. Like, you know, what's his name? Like Leonardo DiCaprio or Johnny Depp. They could have just gotten off with their careers on being pretty boys.
Yeah.
But they're character actors.
Or Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Well, Joe Pesci isn't Joe like a pretty life. Boy. Joe Pesci's he's a character actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you get a guy that's...
Those method actors.
Yeah, when you get a good-looking guy like Leo... And he plays Keith a mentally Ledger. Handicapped child, and he kills it. Like, he plays, what's
Gilbert
he?
Basketball Diaries
Gilbert Grape, bro. Like, yeah. He kills it, you know, or Johnny
Leonardo
Depp with all the goofy characters that he plays. Mm-hmm. You know, they could have gotten away with just, you know, I'm pretty, put me in a movie.
Yeah.
But they didn't, you know?
True.
So, these, and I love, you know, like, I love action films and all the stuff that comes and all the superhero stuff.
Yeah, that's
but it's all repetitive. So when you get a good movie where people can actually act.
Story-driven.
Yeah, you're like in it. And there's nothing in it. There's no special effects.
And it's relatable, too. Like, what if they snatched your kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
This was a low-budget movie, but it was. I did a little research on it. It did very, very well on Netflix.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. They're very accurate. You know, they kept to the undertones that I'm talking about with the, you know, lack of civilian oversight.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, oh, well, you're a defense attorney, so you just hate cops. I'm like, no, I'm not. I have law enforcement friends.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. So did you watch that with your lawyer goggles on?
No, I watched it more like a parent.
Okay. Dad goggles.
Yeah, I had the dad goggles on.
A little sauced on the couch.
You don't want me to ask, how old are your kids?
12, 18, and 20. Her favorite is a 12-year-old because he's a party animal like her.
He's like me.
Yeah, but, you know, and it's funny because a few years ago, I got pulled over with them in the car, and I was able to walk them through, this is how you get pulled over.
Okay.
And I was like, my sons are tall. They're like 6 feet tall. They're big boys. So I rolled all the windows down. Kept my hand. I already had my license, registration, everything in my hand. Yeah. Had my hands on a steering wheel. You know, I have a concealed weapons permit, so I let the cop know I have it. Here's my concealed weapons permit, and there is a gun in the car. Mm-hmm. You know, so I walked my sons through the whole process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when the cop left, I was like, do you guys understand what I did and why? Because I've had the conversation with them before because they were learning how to drive. But now I actually had the unfortunate, you know, training experience that I was able to look. I got pulled over. This is how you get pulled over and go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, damn, you did all that. I'm like, yeah. Roll down the windows because they're tinted. I don't want him to have any obstructed views. Yeah. I got four people. You know, there's four of us in the car. You know, three of us were bigger than the guy that pulled us over. You know what I mean? So I want him to feel as comfortable as possible, you know, and let him know, look, everything is visible. We're keeping our hands where you can see them. Mm-hmm. We're not messing around. You know, we all want to go home.
Right.
You know, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, that's where we're at. But, you know, the movie, the way it plays out, it harps on that. It harps on the racial undertones. It harps on the lack of police oversight.
Yeah, does he have any gold teeth, street names?
And yeah.
Like, he's a kid. What are you talking about?
Well, stuff like that, it's like automatic.
But he's a mixed kid. As a parent of a mixed kid or a black kid like me, like you, whatever, when we're Hispanic or we have black family members, whatever, it's a different experience when you get pulled over.
Yeah.
So, like, I could imagine her, because I would be the same way. Like, they would attack my son. And that's a conversation you have to have with your son. Like, you have to let them know. You can't give anyone even a moment to react like negatively towards you. You got to just listen. Like,
yeah, but the thing is, it's like I've seen it over the last 20 years and I've been, you know, sounding the alarm bells. You know, they have too much power. They have too much authority.
And years ago, you see the progression.
Immunity. Yeah. Well, it used to be you see it more in the communities of color.
Mm. Yeah.
But in the last 5-8 years, it's everywhere because I've had like my, you know, over 60 Caucasian client tased on his porch by white law enforcement because all he was telling him was, yo, stop putting your knee on my grandson's neck. Yeah. He's compliant. He's already handcuffed. Why don't you get your knee off his neck?
Yeah.
And they turned around and yelled at him and they tased the old man.
Yo.
It's like 67 years old.
He could have died. He could have died.
Well, not only that, they tased him. They tased him on the steps of his house. He fell. Mm. And when you get tased, like your muscles all tense up. Yeah. And this old man fell off his steps and cracked his head on the sidewalk.
Bro.
And it's an old white guy. You're like, well, wait a minute. I'm like, I've been telling you all, it's no longer a race or color
Anybody
thing.
Could get the it's, smoke.
It's yeah, it's that. It's them and us. And it's almost like an army of occupation, you know? And it's just like, you can't separate yourself. And I have very good friends that are in law enforcement.
Yeah, me too.
I have family members that are in law enforcement. And guess what? That. At the end of the day, the reality is a reality. There's a reason for civilian oversight. There's a reason for checks and balances. There's a reason for separation of powers in government so that not one entity gets too much power. And they have too much power at this point. It's just a reality.
That's who loosened the goose.
Wow. Well, man, that was some education. I would love to have you back on. We can just do law stuff because that stuff really interests me about criminals and defense and all that. So we'll have you on again. We'll record a complete separate podcast.
Yeah, it's just legal stuff.
Just talk about
how to
that.
Get away with murder. I mean, allegedly.
We got to put the allegedly at the
allegedly
end of it,
supposedly.
I'll make a nice little graphic because I'm using all that stuff.
Yeah,
I'll do all that. Okay, so the movie that I picked. You know, last year was a tough year for all of us. You know, we lost a lot of people. We lost Kobe. We lost Chadwick Boseman. You know, this movie is from Netflix. It is with Chadwick Boseman in it. It was the movie that actually got him the role in Black Panther.
Oh.
Okay.
So this came out before Black Panther, but this is called Message from the King. So you can kind of see where Disney was like, oh, he's got the accent.
A little bit of foreshadowing there.
Really? No. When you watch this trailer, you can like, I see T'Challa. Honestly, you're going to be like, I see T'Challa, okay? So I want you to see this. This is about he is an he's from Africa visiting his sister in America. He's trying to find her. So here's a trailer for Message from the King.
Jacob, it's Bianca. I need your help, please.
I've got a situation. It's Bianca. She's got a brother.
You told me Bianca was not a problem anymore.
Bianca isn't a problem anymore. That's
Yo, why
his
do
problem.
They keep saying her name
about
like
Bianca
that?
Bianca had the mark.
Hear it?
Touch it.
Why did they kill me? Why?
Piss them off. I got the fucking dude, I swear.
What's this about, my friend?
My sister, Bianca.
We can't help you.
Whoever you work for, tell them this was a message from the king. He's not going to go away. He's not going to screw up. We have to deal with him.
Is this about Bianca? What difference is it going to make to her now?
We have no idea what he's capable of.
Hey! Please, what do you want?
In the blood you go in. Only in the blood do you get out.
I don't like this, Paul. Any of it.
You arranged all this!
I love you so much.
Everybody's looking for something in this place.
Yeah, Bianca.
That looks good.
You see it? You see yeah. the I love him. You see the T'Challa you see the Black Panther?
Yeah,
you see it, right?
He's almost like a young Black Liam Neeson in Taken.
Oh yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
I have
like
a very
that,
specific
like,
set of skills that
I'm gonna kill you.
But he's got the accent. He's like, true. Yo, I'm from Africa. I'm gonna get that ass.
Right? but you see what Disney was like? Yo, that's our dude.
Yeah.
That's our dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a shame that he passed away because he was a great.
Yeah, he was a really good actor.
Do you guys deviate a little bit here? Do you see Disney recasting the role of Black Panther?
I think they're gonna have a really hard time.
Oh no!
I have one actor that in mind.
Don't do
and
it.
And I want to tell you, and you tell me if you guys agree. All right. So a little history. So Howard University is the university that Chadwick Boseman went into, but he got in from a grant from Denzel Washington, right? You guys all heard about that, right? So the only really actor that I think could play Denzel's son, John David Washington. John David Washington was in Tenet.
Yep,
and he's been in a couple of things. Yeah. I think he could be. I think he could be T'Challa.
I think what will happen. I think the people loved him so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
it can't be him.
It would be so difficult to recast them. I think if I was a producer,
mm-hmm. you have to kill him off.
And I'm a nerd. I would kill him off.
Kill him off
and rewrite it with someone else, yeah. like his sister.
Well,
and they're all about girl power with Disney.
In the
now.
Comments, they do, but I feel like the role of T'Challa as Black Panther. Mm-mm. Means so much to so many people, and I feel like to be able to kill it off so early,
you bring a different one
because I mean we've had other actors play other roles,
yeah, but not like nah, he man. Wasn't as loved as him.
Nah, man,
that's like right
and
now if they recast like you know a major character like that, it's just not the same. Like they recast some of the Avengers, right? Mark Ruffalo,
yeah, Mark Ruffalo,
but he wasn't. He wasn't the original
the
Hulk,
no.
But he wasn't at the level. They recast him, and people accepted it. You know, yeah. You can recast him, but. He was loved not only by the community of color, mm-hmm. but international. He was like an international superhero.
So you're saying that the movie Black Panther could still exist, just not with T'Challa?
Yeah.
They could continue the franchise.
It has to be a 2.0
yeah,
version.
Yeah, yeah. They will have yeah, to. Yeah. They could continue the franchise, but it would have to be like his son or his sister.
Well, yeah, because in the comics, T'Challa does die.
Yeah.
And Shuri,
his sister,
she does take over. I don't know where they're going with this second movie. I have no idea the direction they're doing. I think they're going to bring back Killmonger, but
yeah,
I don't know. I would like to see. I mean, I only like to see if it was John Doe. I wouldn't want to see anybody else.
Yeah.
But I feel like the character should still be there because there's still so much to tell about that character's story.
Yeah.
But, but you still like pineapple pizza, so like your judgment is off.
His judgment
right now,
is a little sketchy.
Like,
it's a little sketchy. It's a little sketchy.
You're soft.
But I thought this
weak
one was
sauce.
Pretty mediocre.
Weak sauce.
So I normally like pineapple on pizza, but this one wasn't.
Phil's trying to be baby Jesus and save everybody, every character, every pizza. No,
let's all hug. One big
no.
Happy word.
No, no big hugs. Not with this. No.
Well, guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I do want to wrap up the show a little bit here, but before we actually get out of here, I want to tell you guys a little bit more about, hey, I'm doing something cool. I started my own gaming channel. So Podcast Doctor Gaming. I am now doing, I have been out of the gaming world for so many years because I've been focusing on so many other projects, so many other things, other people's stuff. I haven't really had a chance to play games. So I decided to, hey, let me go ahead and start playing some games here and have some fun. So I'm playing all the games that I've missed throughout the years and failing miserably at it. I was playing GTA last night. I didn't know what I was doing. So I was playing, didn't know what I was doing, but I pretty much want you to follow me. It's at Podcast Doctor Gaming, and you can see all the stuff there. I am on Twitch at Podcast Doctor DR Gaming. If you want to follow me on Twitch as well, while I go ahead and have some fun. But yeah, man, I do that. Follow me there. And also, I am the Podcast Doctor, so if you do have a podcast you will want to start, we are recording here at the Podcast Doctor Studios in Orlando, Florida. If you have a podcast or you have a live event, I can come to you. I have all the equipment. We'll bring it all out to you. You want a live event, your graduation, comedy shows, ceremony, corporate events, I can do all of that. Plus, if you just want to start a podcast, if you have a small business, I can hook you up. So just go ahead and hit me up at It's the Podcast Doctor, and we can go ahead and get that settled. So, V, what's your podcast?
You already know, Bagels and Shade, blah, blah, blah. I'm blocked on everything except for Instagram, so just find me on Instagram. Yo, I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done.
Well, the next one is a 30-day ban, right?
Yeah, I already had the 30-day ban. I got off the 30-day, and I got 2 7-day bans. So now we're on, like, day 75 of my bans.
Wow. Well...
Yeah, Juan can't even be on social media because he's defending people like me. Like,
well, guys, I really appreciate you tuning in. Make sure if you do watch this, the replay, make sure you share. Make sure you comment. We got to break the Facebook algorithms. Make sure you share and make sure you recommend this podcast to a friend. The only way we can grow is if you share it and tell somebody, hey, there's a show that I watch to eat. They talk a lot of crap called Radio Rejects Live, and I really like it. So if you do that, that will be greatly, greatly appreciated. And, guys, next week we will check you out. Well, not next week, but next show we will check you out for V's birthday. We got some stuff from On French. That is a New Orleans-style restaurant and should be super, super fun. So, guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
We're out. Thanks.
And pineapple does belong on pizza.